With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump sending a nice bonus check to all U.S. service personnel for Christmas.
1,450,000 military service members will receive a special, we call, warrior dividend before Christmas, a warrior dividend in honor of our nation's founding in 1776. We are sending every soldier $1,776. Think of that. And the checks are already on the way.
It was a highlight of his primetime speech Wednesday night. Mr. Trump says his tariffs are funding the payments as he reassured the public about the health of our economy. Russia's president sending out a threat.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has warned Moscow will seek to extend its gains in Ukraine if Kyiv and its Western allies reject the Kremlin's demands in peace talks. Speaking at an annual meeting with top military officials, Putin says Moscow would prefer to achieve its goals and eliminate the root causes of the conflict by diplomatic means. But he adds, if the opposing side and its foreign patrons refuse to engage in substantive dialogue, Russia will achieve the liberation of its historical lands by military means. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. announcing a massive arms sale to Taiwan, not likely to make Beijing very happy. That deal is worth some $10 billion. Nick Reiner, son of Rob Reiner, appeared in court as he faces charges of first-degree murder in the killing of his parents. The 32-year-old did not enter a plea as he appeared Wednesday from behind the glass wall of a custody area. He also was in shackles and wearing a jail suicide prevention smock. This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington has some Christmas facts.
According to Lifeway Research, 91% of Americans say they will be celebrating on December 25th, although it's not clear that all of them understand what it is they are celebrating. Lifeway reports 72% of poll respondents believe that Christmas commemorates an actual historical event, but less than 1 in 4 say they could retell the Christmas story from memory. The YouVersion Bible app says a lot of people are reading the Christmas story this year. Michael Harrington reporting.
Students and professors at public universities all across Alabama asking an appeals court to halt a state law that bans diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives in public schools. The state law prohibits schools and universities from using state funds for any programs or curriculum that endorse divisive concepts related to race, religion, and so-called gender identity. SRN News. A Senate hearing involving the head of the FCC. Here's Ed Donahue.
Democratic senators are criticizing the chairman of the Federal Communications Commission for pressuring broadcasters to take ABC late night host Jimmy Kimmel off the air. Texas Republican Ted Cruz was critical of Brendan Carr.
Government officials threatening adverse consequences for disfavored content is an unconstitutional coercion that chills protected speech.
There was a push to get Kimmel off the air after comments made after the death of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Carr said he was enforcing the public interest standard. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Warner Brothers telling shareholders that it believes a $72 billion buyout offer from Netflix is superior and rejecting a hostile takeover bid. That one coming from Paramount Skydance. More details at srnnews.com.